Blog Talk Radio.
The Force with you, non-Skywalker.
Crank it. It's loud.
You are a Jedi.
Woo! Hey, that's pretty cool right there.
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
What? All right, and for those who have been asking, Corey, where'd you find that?
I'm going to cut you and anybody else who asked. That is from YouTube. It is the Imperial March dubstep.
Do we know which dubstep? I mean, who did that dubstep?
Yeah. Hold on. I think it says the thing. Let me look. It says Patrick Alexander.
There you go.
All right.
That tell him that we sent you.
Imperial March dubstep by Patrick Alexander. That was a song we started with, and we can find that on YouTube, right?
Yes, ma'am. Remind me to give you the thing I'm supposed to give you that helps you get
the thing.
Yeah, the Ginger don't remember, but you do. I know you remember.
Well, I remember because I want that shit. Make some paper.
Oh,
that thing!
We should come as a package deal. You DJ, we'll strip.
Damn right.
Oh,
ooh.
Let's do it.
We'll strip via voice.
Ooh.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yeah, I got three computers here. I could be you, me, and five other people.
That's right. I will turn on the sex music, and you guys can just strip. Anyway, okay, so back to what we were doing. For those of you who are just tuning in and have never heard this show before, yes, we are always like this, just so you know. And for those of you who have heard us before, y'all know better. We are always like this. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it is December 8th, 2011, and it is time for another edition of Gamer Girls Radio. This is our Thursday show, and this is pretty much where we're raw, like, all the time. Yeah.
Yay.
I know. I said, too, just like the queen wave.
Yeah, the queen wave.
The queen wave, yeah, boy. I'm Snow White. I don't really have much to say about myself today, but I'm Snow White. Then we have Corey / Gamanatrix up in the house, too. Hi, ma'am.
That's me a double green tea. What's up?
Oh, God, you're going to be hyper. Anyway, we also have Ginger Rocks up in the hizzle. Do you have Band-Aids on your nipples tonight?
Mm-hmm. No, but I have chocolate.
Okay, that's even better. I mean, that'll do.
Chocolate.
I can lick it off.
I do have a story about Band-Aids.
Uh-oh.
Later. Yeah, I got in trouble.
No, you don't tell that now. I'll talk about later. You can't say that.
Oh, no.
You can't say that story.
There, of course, it's a holiday, so all the little kinky elf outfits are out at the moment, right? I got one. It's a two-piece, and it's a prim top, and it's lights. It lights up and it's all bright and really pretty. So I showed up to the club, and I thought my partner was picking on me, talking about, you know, you're only here in pasties. No, I'm not. I've got the whole thing. No, apparently my prim top and bottoms were not resing.
Ooh.
And I'm sitting there shit-talking to him.
Oh,
yeah.
See, that's when you go to your New Yorker side and you say, take a picture, it'll last you longer. Yeah, there you go.
That's not. So I got teleported home and thrown in a cage.
Ooh.
See, that sounds
so
fun.
That's hot.
Yeah.
I may have to try that.
Right? Although I don't really have anyone to shit talk right now.
I thought he was giving me hell.
You know, no. She doesn't even catch on to that. She just rub it in. We don't have no man, Ginger.
I know, right? God. We are manless right now, okay?
In the second life.
Yeah, in the second life. In the real life, you can have any man we want. Fuck that.
I don't got no mans in any game now. I'm going to have to go find me one.
I don't have it in any game. I am like manless. Online, I have no men. None.
I think I'm going to go to APB and I'm going to find me a cop because I'm a criminal and we're going to try to work it out from across the tracks.
Oh, that sounds hot.
Yes.
That sounds hot.
Just tell him to bring some handcuffs. That's all you need.
That's why he's going to be a cop.
Mm-hmm. Nice. All right. So I think we need to move.
I'm going to need video of this.
come on in.
We need to move on to our actual topic.
Quiet moment over there in the corner.
Because right now we seem like a bunch of sluts. Anyway.
Seem like.
Seem like, yeah. Anyway, what's on the agenda for tonight, Ms. Corey?
Well, first we're going to learn how to make tomato bisque soup with a light crust. Wait a minute, it's the wrong show.
Wait, that's cooking. Soup's have crust?
That's yes, it's a bisque.
To go in the bisque, yes.
It's bisque. Bisque has a crust. Don't you play Cafe World? God, Ginger.
Does not have
crust. No. If it doesn't go pew, 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 I don't play it.
Bisque does not have a crust, people. I'm telling you. You can put crusty bread in it, but there's no crust.
Well, no, you can bake. You can bake your bisque on top with a little cheese, and sometimes it'll be crust-like. Let's say it that way. It's like a crust.
We'll go with that. All right. Anyway.
In Cafe World, you would know these things, people.
I cook in real life. I know these things.
Not that I play Cafe World anymore, but
I have
still.
A microwave in real life. Does that count?
Anyway, so about those topics for tonight.
Good night. Okay. I was trying to segue into it with the Cafe World.
But we were getting off topic again. So, yeah.
All right. Let's rerail this train.
Not possible. All right. So if you were listening to the news earlier today, you heard all the talk about a company. What was it, the company? I forgot the name already because I'm a crackhead. Oh, wow. I suck. Okay, so one company is saying that they need to get away from Facebook. I'm looking for my own links that I just gave these to, which is just bad.
Which one are you talking about?
My link.
Big Point?
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Big Point. So Big Point is saying, you know, they're trying to get away from their dependency on Facebook, and everybody's dependent on Facebook. So that leads me to wonder.
Fuck that.
Well, no, for development purposes. Obviously, if you're a game, it kind of limits you.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Every week.
Sorry.
Wow.
It is every week a burp. And right on cue, too, 908.
Sorry.
We love it when you burp. You're so adorable. So have your... You have your Big Point saying they want to get away, and they're looking at Zynga saying, well, you know, Zynga's doing okay, but we can't really tell if they are because people seem like they're just moving from one game to the next. They're not actually growing, you know, keeping their base. So I'm wondering what that means for Facebook after the developers start to realize we need to go. Also, another thing that we harp on every week that we've not talked about, do you ladies realize that there's no ESRB ratings on the games on Facebook?
Yes.
There's no rating, period.
Yes. Yeah, I realize that, actually. Yeah, there's no ratings at all.
But Facebook is supposed to be, what, for 13 or over?
Yeah. No, it doesn't matter, though, because, I mean, even, like, 13-year-old kids, you don't want them playing certain things. Like, I'm not sure.
This is true. This is very true.
I'm not sure I would want my 13-year-old kid playing something like, what, the Mafia Wars?
Yeah, well, there's worse than Mafia Wars.
Oh, no, I know. I'm just, I didn't want to miss the other games, but that's an example.
Gotcha.
That's an example. Yeah, I'm trying to keep it a little censored. But, that's an example. Like, if I know that my 13-year-old kid is a little more
mature,
gullible, I guess, or
gullible. There you go. That's a good one.
If they're a little more gullible, if they're a little more impressionable, that's the word I was looking for. I don't want them playing something like Mafia Wars because they might, you know, get into that a little too much. Just like any other violent game, I'm not sure I want my kid playing.
No, but there are kids on Facebook. I remember when we first started up our Facebook page, maybe two, three years now. Since we got on Facebook, I played Uno well into the morning hours, 3:20 with a kid that was, I think he said 12. And I want to say we were talking on voice because I remember hearing, for some reason, I'm remembering hearing a voice in my head, a kid's voice. And I was wondering, where are your parents? And, I mean, Uno is, you know, one of the most innocent things he could be playing, but what if they're pedophile?
Yeah, and I've seen some of what you people do in Uno.
Yeah. Oh, you don't want to play Uno with me. You know, I was toned down while I was playing with him, but yeah, I'm one of those people that yell, "Oh no, bitch!" You know, so
if that's all you're doing, that's fine. I'm talking about some of the ones that, you know, are sexing and yeah.
Oh, well, that was before they had the chat rooms.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
Yeah, back then you
wait, 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 wait. Back it up. People were sexing in Uno?
Yes, in the main chat.
In Uno.
Yes, I came in on one and it was like, she runs her hands down. I was like, oh, hey, wrong room.
Whoa, hey, what do you do with that? You know,
Oh, hey, what are you going to do with that? Hey.
It's a card game, people. What the?
Ooh, it's red.
It's black on one side and red on the other. It turns me on.
Ooh, oh, draw God. Four, baby. Draw four.
Uno, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, some people just find everything to be sexy.
I guess.
Ooh, baby, I love the way you make that fruit salad in Cafe World.
Ah, what the hell? Sexy and Uno. Oh, wait, Xbox in the chat room says there's a game on Facebook called Pot Farm.
Yes, thank you.
Pot Farm?
Pot Farm. Pot yes,
farm.
Grow marijuana.
Oh, that's nice. That's very nice.
This is a nice show. Go ahead and say what you're really thinking. She's trying to clean it up.
Why would you make a game? All right, I understand. A lot of people, potheads, all that's fun, whatever. But why are you growing it virtually? I mean, come on.
You know, if I'm gonna grow pot, you better believe I'm gonna be growing it in real life where I can enjoy.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. I'm gonna
make some money.
When I do play in real life, yes, I do walk away from the virtual world every once in a while. I geocache, and I've come across pot farms. I'm thinking, why?
Whoa. I'm amazed. Okay, wait a minute. Okay, so the people put the geocaches near the pot farms?
Yeah.
Do they not think that maybe this would make them easier to find by the police?
I don't know. I don't know.
Issa's saying, who should be responsible?
That
wasn't
enough. Ladies.
Issa's asking some interesting questions. Who should be responsible for providing the ratings, the game makers, or Facebook? Here's the thing, Issa. The game makers could do it. Facebook could do it. But what we were arguing about, I think, last week was that Android and Apple are both refusing to use the ESRB ratings, saying that theirs are fine. But nobody knows what their ratings are. It's not like when you go in the store, they're posted somewhere, or they provide them to you before you log in, say, this rating is for this age group and this means this. So it's really not prudent to let the game makers do it, or Facebook. ESRB really, again, should step up. I'm always on their asses because
I don't think they should be allowed to refuse.
I don't think so either, but this is what
I think.
It should
be mandatory.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's one thing I think. But I think that if the game makers do their own ratings, a lot of games will fudge things. And they'll be like, oh, well, this is really okay for this age group, even when it's not. And if the company who's giving out the games does it, they might fudge things also. So I think there should be a neutral third party that does the ratings for every game.
ESRB.
Exactly. That's
And what you said did actually happen. That's what happened with the whole hot coffee scandal with GTA. They weren't even doing the ratings, but they left something in they shouldn't have, and there you go. And the ESRB didn't catch it. Some kid unlocked it, and voila, we have a scandal.
Right.
I don't think Facebook will survive without its games, honestly. There's not much else to it. No.
There's really not. I mean, you can socialize with people, but you can socialize with people on a number of different mediums, but the Facebook, the majority of things to do on Facebook has to do with gaming.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Facebook needs to change their strategy. Maybe they need to look at becoming more like Steam or make themselves a gaming portal with a sidebar of being social. Of course, that would piss Raptor off.
Yes.
Because that's exactly what Raptor is. I don't know, Facebook. This seems like a small story, but to me it resonated because that's the same thing I thought, you know, last year playing Cafe World. I said, what happens when the people over at Cafe World say, you know what, I think I'm tired of giving you my, you know, having to have my players buy Facebook bucks. Maybe I don't want you to take a cut of my money, Facebook. Maybe I want to sell it directly to my people. So it's coming, and that may be the very end of Facebook. Although they have positioned, they did well. They're like, we're on every cell phone. So was MySpace once upon a time, people.
And MySpace is almost completely fizzled out now.
They're trying to.
I can't think of anybody who still uses MySpace. Actually, I think I judge people when I find out they still have MySpace.
You're
well,
like,
we,
oh, mm-hmm, MySpace.
Well, we still have a MySpace, but it is completely automated for the most part. All of
automated.
Our yeah, we're automated.
Hello, our two guests.
Oh,
I
have
two
guests.
Now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hola. Ooh, we have people. We've got Xbox, and we've got two guests.
Issa's gonna cut us. Okay. So anyway, speaking of new things and people moving along, Twitter.
No, I'm sorry, X. They're not gonna blame the parents. They're gonna blame the video games. When the kid does something stupid, it's always the video game's fault. It's not the parents, because you know, you could have a child, that's fine. Go ahead, spit it out of your vagina. That's fine. You don't have to parent. Video games and video games and TV are going to be all that your child needs.
Here's the thing, and we've said it before all the time. It is a co-op. Parents and the ESRB need to get together. And ESRB, I said it before, I say it again, they don't step up to the plate. And I have every right to say so because I'm one of the people that came up with the idea. Yes, I am touting that. I was one of the in the group that started trying to figure out how do we police games. And there they go. So I'm going to keep telling them, or I'm going to keep asking them to step up to bat. They also will not accept much in the way of help either. It's not that we've not gone to ask them, you know, and we keep talking about our experiment that we did, which I still, the experiment is still running, by the way. If you've not been to our website, it's called the Gamer Girls Radio Experiment, where we had a lot of you go around, all around the country, to your stores and see if you were underage, if you could buy a game, if you saw rating systems posted in various stores like the Walmart, Toys R Us, Big Lots sells games, and Big Lots has absolutely no ratings. My local Walmart still has no ratings posted, even though the lady called and yelled at me. I'm going to keep harping on this. And Toys R Us now has them right underneath every single game because they did not like that they apparently that I blew the whistle on them. So under every single game is the rating systems and an explanation. So
they should, because they are a store for children.
Yeah. But Walmart should as well. Their whole section of games is cordoned off, and it's all shiny and pretty and big, and they have all these giant-sized signs. So the kids run, you know, they see...
They
you know,
should also watch what games they're putting inside their game consoles to play.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes, because what was it there? I was there a couple of weeks ago, and the little boy was playing...
Was it Dead Island?
No, it wasn't Dead Island. It was Infamous 2.
Okay.
And he
you said he was like 4, right?
He was 4, and he had no business playing it, and his mom did not speak English. So I'm not saying that was a reason, because that doesn't make you...
exempt from parenting your child.
Yeah, ESRB is in Spanish. But if Walmart had at least had the promo running like they were yelling that they were when I spoke to them, then it would have been in Spanish, too, because it does repeat in Spanish when it's on. But it's hardly ever on in the store. I mean, never.
It's really not. I don't remember ever hearing it whenever I was in any Walmart. And that's talking about in Houston, in South Carolina.
What promo is
Georgia? I've never heard it.
It's just a promo that shows the rating systems, you know, so the parents can see it. And it'll have a couple of game trailers and stuff thrown in and, you know, advertisements for games.
I shop at Walmart all the darn time. I don't think I've ever seen that.
See?
I live in, Timbuktu, Texas. I have Walmart or Walmart.
Do Walmart?
Walmart or Walmart.
See, and the lady screamed at me, and I'm not exaggerating. I don't believe that. Our stores would never do anything like that. I would like to know which store. Okay, you don't stop yelling at me.
I think I would have gone up the chain.
I'd have been like, bitch, who was your...
I'd have been like, I want to talk to your regional manager right now.
No, I started laughing, which was a good thing she wasn't in front of me.
Oh, no.
Sherry knows what
laughing
I'm about to knock you the hell out. So I started laughing, and then she got quiet, and she says, well, I just don't believe that. And I says, okay, well, I got pictures. Would you like me to send them to you? I got video, too. She didn't want any of that. ESRB wanted to know which one it was, but nothing was ever done. So I don't know what we can do gamer-wise unless we go the route that the UK is going and actually put some push behind the ECA to get them to push the ESRB, to get our government to actually say this is the legal ratings system. The legal one, if you do not have it displayed, if it is not running in a constant promo, especially if you're a 24-hour store, you cannot sell video games. And I bet you Walmart would have that shit up so quick, because I'm willing to bet about 51% of all of their monies now is coming from games. That game section in my Walmart is epic.
We have, one of them has two whole rows of games.
They got a row, an aisle. They got a spot at the front of the store when you first walk in, which is also not smart.
Okay.
Because, you know, some industrious kids will run in and grab, you know. I'm telling you, I started to do it. It was 2 in the morning. I was feeling kind of sleepy. I said, I should just grab this Sims and just run out of the store.
Wow.
This old lady can't stop me. You know, there's always an old person at the store. Checking.
Don't break a hip falling. You know, I don't know. Oh, that was mean. Oh, that was mean. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that, y'all. That was so mean.
Let me tell you how this conversation goes. Look, old lady, you want your job and your hip, and I want this game. I'm going to walk out of here, and you're not going to try to stop me.
You
want to
pretend like you don't see shit, okay?
It's one game. You're going to still have your job, okay?
The door greeter at Walmart that I go to is this guy, and he's a nice-sized guy. And I swear to God, I think he's, like, glued to that stool. I've never seen him off of it.
See, that's why you can grab a game and run.
Yep.
You could. And there's no way he'd be able to catch you.
I'll leave my car running at the curb. Okay.
So you have me as a getaway driver.
Oh, that means I got to grab two.
Damn right. Like, come on, Corin, let's go.
Get the pets. One, two, get the pets. I have a bag of them chips just sitting by the door.
Girl, I'm hungry. Get some food, too.
Walmart is out of order. Anyway. So how do we end up back over here?
I don't know.
We're not a train wreck today. We're actually having some cohesive thought. Usually we're kind of all over the place, but this is kind of cohesive. New Twitter, speaking of changes,
it's
people
so
need to make.
Pretty.
See, Ginger likes it, Snow doesn't. I'm on the fence.
No, okay, can I go ahead and start because you told me to start?
Oh, go ahead.
Let me clear my... All right, anyway. So Twitter apparently has pages that companies can use, and like they're like brand pages, basically. Okay, so like McDonald's has their whole McDonald's page, and Walmart probably has a Walmart page, whatever. But my problem with this is Twitter is supposed to be meant for everyone, not just the brand companies. That was the whole premise when it first started. It was supposed to be a way for everyone to get involved, to socialize, and to talk to each other. Okay, it wasn't supposed to be focused on companies. So if you're going to let companies have their own brand name pages and all be all flashy and pretty and all that other bullshit, then why can't normal people do the same thing? That's my question.
I will tell you why.
Why?
Dollar bills, girl.
Give a shit. I do not give a shit. You can still make money off of the companies by letting them plaster their brand name everywhere on their page, but you can also still allow normal people to jazz up their own pages.
Well, see, you can already put your name all over your page. As you see, we have our giant...
Not like the whole McDonald's is doing, though. God.
Well, no, those pages aren't released yet. Now, if you keep in mind, remember I told you Twitter started doing this six, seven, 8 months ago, allowing you to pay to have yourself trending. But it is not available to all businesses either. Because when I went to them and said, hey, what's the cost on this? We'll get back to you. We haven't actually solidified the program yet. But if you look, you see right now at the top of our Twitter, Kia Motors, and it says promoted. And it's a little yellow arrow, which means it's paid for. So I don't know what that means. Y'all don't like us? What y'all trying to say, Twitter? But anyway, but this is about money. So McDonald's can pay whatever the cost that Twitter wants to have their own specialized page than they do. And I agree with you. It should be available to everybody. If I got the money to spend, why not let me?
Exactly.
Pay to have my page special.
Because some people do have money to spend, and they're stupid enough to do it.
This is true. This is very true.
This is extremely true.
So many of the games, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, so many of the games nowadays, what is it? Call of Duty has Call of Duty Elite that's like Facebook for COD.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've seen several free-to-play MMOs that are coming out with their own little Facebook-type app thing. Where you can post on the page. Hell, even Second Life has that. And everybody's going social media. And this just annoys me. I don't like it. We have Twitter. We have Facebook. You want to go use those things? That's fine. Go use them. Leave them out of my game.
You don't like it in the game.
Leave it out of my game.
I will admit to you, I will concede this. Last night I was in...
Gladys, best girl. Hang on.
Okay. Am I back? Let me
go to social. I just critted so much. No, I don't want to see that. I don't.
I know that. Well, I think what's worse in Second Life is it's not even Facebook posts. It's posts within Second Life. So I might not mind it so much if it was connected.
It's a pain in the ass to actually get to.
Yeah, you got to click through 4 or 5 pages before you find out what somebody said to you. And sometimes they didn't say anything to you. Like, I'll get posts, like, Snow, if you'll say something, if you said something to Ginger,
yeah.
And we happened to be talking, all three of us that day, everything you said to Ginger, I now see for some reason, for the next, like, 5 days.
Yeah, that's you've picked on me a couple of times about things I've missed on my partner's page.
Yeah, that's not cool, because I'll be shit-talking you, and I don't want you to know.
Well, Ginger and her partner were saying some things, and I'm like, what the hell did I get this on my page?
Aww.
We are being cute.
Baby, I love you. I love you too, baby.
And now I can officially be like, whoa, too, so.
It is not even Facebook. It's just within there. And they've also gone too far. They now have a pop-up blocker.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, let me just tell you, people at Second Life, if I didn't want to see the webpage, I would not have clicked on it. It's
Thank
not
you.
Like it was an accident in Second Life. Somebody sent me a link, and I clicked it. And that pissed me off yesterday. It may not have been yesterday. I don't know when it was. One of you, but whoever it was, one of the two of you gave me a link, and it blocked it. I was like, what the fuck is this? Now I got to go in and reset my settings. I'm sorry, your page was blocked. Why was it blocked? We want to protect your safety. You weren't worried about my safety in 2006 when it was actually a problem,
right?
While I was in here. That should have been installed a long time ago. Anyway, the whole Twitter thing anyway, it's money. It's money motivated. It looks like MySpace. I concur.
It does. It does. And I know why you like that. I mean, it's all orange, and you love orange.
Well, I'm not that fond of this, actually, because I'm not seeing the purpose in it. I'm looking at the page, and it's no different than what you have. It's like they just rearranged it, and they put the image at the top. This is from a design perspective, because y'all know I do that. That's my side gig. From a design perspective, they took everything that's already on your Twitter page and rearranged it.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're going to charge people for it. Why?
Look at it.
If you don't believe me, especially those of you who are in the chat room, those of you who are not, you can see a picture over on our good friend's VentureBeat site. Look at it and then look at your Twitter page and see if that isn't everything you already have, just rearranged.
What I'm curious, are they going to give us predetermined layouts or can we make our own layout?
No, because you know how they are. Same with Facebook.
That's what I liked about MySpace. You could actually make your own layout. I was actually teaching myself a little bit of coding.
Facebook was so fucking hot. I had my music going, my theme mm-hmm. songs. I had my saying up there. I had a video that would roll when you'd come by. My background with my name on it. I had one that's my face that I had for a long time that's still on my Zoom. I had different ones in my face.
I didn't even do MySpace. I just don't give a shit. I really don't. I don't want all the social networking bullcrap. If you know my number in real life, you are welcome to call me. Other than that, I don't want to hear from your ass, okay?
I'm rolling my eyes at her.
I said you were welcome to call me. I didn't say I'd answer.
See, that's why I'm rolling my eyes at you. I'm lost in the woods. Hello.
Let her go.
GLaDOS, let her go. GLaDOS.
Look, I said I'm lost in the woods. Hello. Can you pick up hello? Twitter. Snow White. I am lost in the woods. Bear, help, please answer your phone. Send.
I am no good. I've had people call me. It's like accidents, whatnot. My phone's always on silent. I'd be no help. You'd be.
No, you're not. Hello, Ginger.
No, I'm pretty good about knowing when it's an emergency. I don't know why, but I'm pretty good at knowing when something's wrong. Like the phone will ring, it'll be quiet, but like, oh, something's wrong. I better pick up. Or maybe I'll miss the call, but I'll come back and be like, you know what? I think something might be wrong. Let me go ahead and call her back.
The last time it was 2 days later, I called Snow on accident in the car because I do that often. Not because, well, let me put it this way.
Did you butt dial?
No. You know how the Droid has, people keep going on about, oh, Siri's so awesome. Well, yeah, the Android has the same thing. She just doesn't talk back to you. So I'll say, dial Nana, dialing Snow White. And I'm like, damn it, hang up.
Apparently she doesn't talk very well, and
then they'll say, "Which Snow White would you like to dial? Would you like to send Snow White a text? Would you like to post on Snow White's Facebook?" No, just call Nana. I just want you to call Nana. God.
No, I called you right back whenever you did that, and I was like, I was like, "Hey, what's going on?" You're like, "I didn't call you." Like, yeah, you did. You just called me.
That was my theory. See, everybody's saying, Phil, you put music on your Facebook will be awesome. Facebook is going to die. I'm just going to come out and say it. It's going to die.
It is going to die. I have no doubt about that.
The same way MySpace did. And, I cannot talk.
I'm going to tell you the main... Yeah, Google Plus is going to inherit the earth. And the main reason why is they already had the email. And Facebook had just had an email set up from... Every time you go to your email, they're pushing that Google Plus on you. Would you like to sign up for Google Plus? Would you like to be added to Google Plus? Would you like to add Google Plus to your profile? Would you like to get...
Still back in the Stone Ages, I'm using Yahoo, so no Google.
Oh, they'll get you too.
They will, eventually. But you remember, even Yahoo back in the day had profiles and everything.
What happened to them?
I don't know. I'm glad they get rid of the profiles. I don't have as many of the weird pop-ups of, hey, want a sex? Want a sex?
I'm still getting those. I just don't look at the Yahoo mail.
Hey, Ginger.
Uh-huh.
Ginger, you want a sex?
You want to have sex? Oh, you want to have sex? It's always the sex.
All right.
Now I have to complain.
Oh, here we go.
Xbox update. Okay, somebody decided to text me.
It wasn't me.
Right now. Okay. No, I will not be speaking to you after the show. I know you're listening. Thank you.
If it's you, Horace, we're still mad.
I'm still mad, dude.
No, it was not Horace. Horace don't have my number. I don't think. I will not be telling anybody else who has my number outside of these two that I'm talking to, because there's several people that do. I don't want them harassed. Xbox update.
You ain't getting shit from me unless you give me lots of Microsoft points.
That's all they got to do to get my number out of you? What kind of
Send me some cookies.
Oh. Both you bitches, I'm cutting.
You this?
Scissors. Okay. So neither one of you have done the Microsoft... neither one of you have done the Microsoft update yet.
No, I refuse. I've
done one Microsoft update, and it changed everything.
The one they did the other night?
No, not that one. This one was a long time ago. I did that, and I was like, I'm never doing it again. I don't know where the shit is anymore.
They're going to force you, and it's worse.
Oh, I like it when people force me.
This forcing was not fun.
Hot. You know, I got some rope over here.
Sweet.
Stop it unless you're going to tie me up, too.
Now
even Xbox in the room is saying the Xbox update is garbage. I am happy to hear you say that. I heard that a lot that night. And let me warn my two co-hosts, because they've not done it. You will be forced to do so. You have no choice in the matter.
So we can't play my I can't play my Xbox unless I do?
It's going to keep popping up as long as you're connected to the internet. The worst thing about it was I forgot there was an update. I sat down to watch Planet of the Apes minding my own beeswax. Okay? Yes. And then it pops up. Did you like to do an update? I says, okay, sure, go ahead and do it. And then it said, I'm sorry, we're unable to update. We're unable to connect to Xbox Live. And I said, okay, fine. I'm going to watch my movie. We're sorry. You require an update. You need to connect to Xbox Live to watch this movie. Son of a bitch! And this went on for 30 minutes before it finally kicked in. It did its update. And I was able to watch my movie. Then I decided I felt like harassing Horace or somebody. So I said, let me sign in Xbox Live. I'm sorry, we're unable to connect to Xbox Live at this time. Really? Xbox?
That's why I won't update it. It's been
you off. Have no choice, I'm telling you. This is not one of those ones
I know,
you can
refuse. I know. Eventually I'm going to have to.
No.
But,
eventually, if you turn on your Xbox and you try to play something, nothing is working. Remember I told you people were bitching because they couldn't play Skyrim? If you could just get around and just play your stuff, because I wouldn't have done it either. I'd have been like, screw it, I'm going to play Skyrim. Can't play Skyrim. You can't do anything to you except that update. You are damn. You have to
I have my Wii and my PC until then.
Until when? Until when? She's like, I'm not going to do it. You can't make me.
They can't. I just won't turn it on.
Now, what were you?
I think
for
years I'm going to turn that bitch on, and there's going to be a ring of death from that, so no. No.
That's what I was doing. Fingers crossed. Please don't. No red ring of death. Please don't red ring of death. Please don't red ring of death. Please don't. But it was, thank God it didn't red ring of death. But what were you guys asking about before the show? HBO?
Yes, HBO Go.
Well, I will tell you
what?
Why Netflix should be afraid of HBO Go. why it's going to be something that everybody's kind of glossed over. They haven't been paying attention to. And it kind of, it's happened before, and everybody glossed over it. Remember when ATTUverse got onto Xbox? Nobody remembers this, but they are. So if you have ATTUverse, you could watch it through Xbox. It acts like a cable box. Guess who's now doing that?
Who?
Comcast.
Oh,
it's with your new update. That was going
to ruin it.
It's with your new update. It's already in there. That is why HBO decided, by the way, we're not going to leave Comcast. Because
really? Is that why?
This is my personal way that I look at it. Okay, you still look at it this way. Everybody that subscribes to HBO currently either has UVerse or Comcast, right? Now, they could go rogue and say, fuck them both. We're just going to be on, we're going to be here. You can just download us. But that means people have to re-sign up for things. People get aggravated, and I have to put my ID in again when HBO Go says, hey, you don't really have to do that. If you already have Comcast or UVerse, you can just use us right here. Why put them through that? We can keep you all here with us.
Mm-hmm. And I'm all muted, and I'm talking, and I'm blowing a fit over this because I was so looking forward to having HBO on my Netflix. I have Netflix, and we've already lost Stars. And I don't know
well,
what the hell to deal with.
Stars has their own app, but again, they're all owned by HBO now. I did not know this. HBO must have just went through and bought up all the other cable companies. They own Showtime. They own Starz. They own Cinemax. They own Encore.
All right, HBO, but, you stingy bitches. Stop being stingy. Oh.
Damn, Ginger.
It's like, yes. Well, you know, we got all excited.
Shows, damn it.
But see, Snow, we got all excited because HBO Go, they started saying, oh, by the way, you can download the app. You don't have to log into your Comcast. Then you can just watch HBO all you want. And we're like, yes, they're moving away. Yes, I can cancel my cable.
I was so happy.
Yeah, I can just pay for my HBO. I don't have to pay for cable. And they were like, mm-mm. I'm sorry. We're sorry. The number you have reached has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Yeah, all our good shows we're going to keep on cable. We're just going to give you the shitty ones.
Oh, that's the other thing. They're not allowing them on Netflix, and that's also why, because they're on Xbox. They want to compete with them. Mm-hmm. See, y'all think I'm making this shit up when I tell y'all I see the fights are coming. They're coming.
I love my Netflix. All right. I have a love-hate relationship with my Netflix. We're having issues right now. We're going to work it out. Half the time, it doesn't want to play my shows. Like, I've been watching Stargate Universe. I get halfway through the second season, and it tells me this show's no longer available. No, fuck you. You bring back my show.
Okay, no. That happened to me when I was doing Lie to Me, okay? If you've never seen that show, you totally should look it up.
I've heard of it.
Has it? Okay? Very, very, very good show. Love that show. And then I got to, I think it was like the third season, and I'm watching the last episode, and then I'm like, you know, maybe they have another episode, and I look it up, and there's no more.
None.
They canceled the show.
No. Well, see, I knew there were more. I knew there was more. There was more to the season. The season wasn't even over. It was just out of the blue. It just up and was like, it was in the middle of a show, actually. It just stopped. And I tried to start it and told us, you know, this show is no longer available.
I think that's a Comcast thing, actually. Because I know it. The same thing happened to me watching the Sex and the Cities. And mom was in the middle of a sex scene. I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, oh, but I'm sorry. This show is no longer available. What the fuck?
Yes. Why do you do that? Why are you taking my shit away?
That's Comcast.
Oh, Stargate Universe. And season two was actually good. Season one was ridiculously lame.
She is angry.
She is angry over the funniest things, but she's so cute when she's angry.
I love my sci-fi.
But now, see, okay, this means officially the fight between UVerse and Comcast is on.
Yes.
And all I've got to say is Virgin, will you please get into this and bring me the Fios so I can just dump both these bitches. Just go away. I don't really care. Y'all can fight it out. I just need the high-speed internet. I will dump everything. The day I turn on my TV or open my mailbox and see Fios is coming to Houston, I am done with Comcast.
I wish I had a choice of anybody else. But all I have, I'm on the very end of the line of Time Warner. That's all I have. They're the only cable providers out here.
Look who Comcast.
Unless I want to go to
satellite.
Yeah. Well, oh, fuck that. No. I would sooner do smoke signals before I do dial up.
Now, Clear Internet is another company that's here, and they use the satellite stuff. Don't you love when you call the other companies and try to convince you that they're just as good as you know, the connection will be just as good. That's what the lady was telling me. Oh, it's just as good as a T1 connection. Lady, let me just explain to you. I run a podcast called Gamer Girls Radio and a website called GamerMatrix.com, and we talk about tech stuff all day. You are a fucking liar.
That's hot. I want to be there. I want to be there when I hear
We are tech chicks. You are lying. It is not as fast. It is not as good. If it were, you wouldn't be having to convince me. I've already said, here's my money. Sign me up now. You are lying.
Yes. Somebody keeps trying to talk me into a 4G connection. And I'm like, no. I was, you know, it's got 3/4 the speed of the cable. 3/4. Nuh-uh. No.
No.
No, no. But you can go anywhere with it then. I fucking don't care. I couldn't play shit then.
Esther says she believes all this is going to come crashing down in Microsoft's face. I agree with you.
And then Google is going to inherit the world. It's going to be great.
Actually, we will inherit the earth.
I do. I want Google to take over the world. That'd be awesome. Perfect world.
Keep in mind, which was the first console to get Netflix? The Wii.
Mm-hmm.
The first one to say we have an internet browser that works
Mother
with Flash.
Oh, I've been muted the whole fucking time.
I was wondering where you were.
Oh, my God. I've been chatting away. You guys, I'm like, maybe they can't hear me.
It's so ridiculously pain in the ass.
Forget that it's a pain in the ass, but they promised and we had it. You could surf the internet. You could watch Flash.
It's out there, but hey.
Yeah, you could. Their Flash worked. There was no, I'm sorry, you can't watch Hulu because we don't support Flash.
It's true.
Everything we promised you got. They never promised you HD, although people like to bitch about it. I never got my HD. They never promised you that. They said you'll be able to surf the internet, and you'll be able to play your games and download your retro things. And not only that, but our stuff is backwards compatible, and it is completely Xbox. I'm looking at you. I'm still mad about my Gladius. I will be mad about let me not get on my rant.
Breathe. Breathe. It'll be all right. Breathe. It'll be okay.
And it's fucked up. I get all the way to the end of that game and I can't play it. Okay, I had to get it out. I need an ice pack.
The worst thing for me when I'm online, and it's, I don't know, maybe it's the area I'm in or whatever, but I'll be online. Maybe I'm playing Fable or something, or maybe I'm watching Netflix on my Wii, by the way. I watch it on my Wii.
Yes, so do I.
And then middle of something. I'll be in the middle of something wonderful, like really into a movie or a TV episode or something, or right in the middle of a good fight or right in the middle of something in Fable, and all of a sudden, my internet goes out.
Are you running a microwave?
No.
All right. It happens to me, too.
That's my problem. The minute I turn on, dad, can't talk. Finally got energy. Chocolate kicked in. the minute I turn on the microwave, no connection. It's like, screw you, you're popping popcorn, you can have no connection. Don't even have to pause the show. Just turn on the microwave.
How are your console going to be mad at you for popping a pop?
I have no idea. But my Wii, oh, hell, my Xbox, too. My Wii, my Xbox, and my microwave all fight. They hate each other.
There's some game rivalry going on. Right? Are there territories marked off? Are they, you know, don't cross the line over here.
Well, I thought I was the only one, but then I went to some tech forums. And no, I'm not the only one who has this issue. The minute you turn on the microwave, the Wii and the Xbox are like, fuck you.
Well, it's the radiation coming from the microwave doing it.
I'm going to grow a third arm, aren't I?
It causes some sort of interference with the signal.
You're going to have to throw the microwave away.
Yeah.
There was a Hello Kitty one at Target the other day.
You should have bought Hello Kitty.
No. Peter? No.
You would. She was
pink, and it was so cute. I don't even like Hello Kitty, but it was pink, and it was
you
so cute.
You know what? Where were you at Target, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the hell Target is doing. They're bringing the Hello Kitty thing back, but they had a Hello Kitty fedora. I swear to God, I almost bought that fucking fedora with the Hello Kitty on the side.
All right. No, I will not hang out with you to buy that shit. I'm telling you.
That shit was so cool. I was like, I could just put this to the side and just work.
Yeah, I would not hang out.
I bought me a little hat the other day to go with my jacket for winter, and it makes me look like an Ewok. It's got little bear ears. It's so cute.
Well, there goes your Christmas present.
I'm going to get cut.
No, you are going to get cut, for real.
Anyway, so how about the game?
Excuse me, quit buying shit before Christmas. You know I'm making y'all stuff.
Black. How about those games, huh? Yeah.
Wait, we play. No, we're girls. We have vaginas. We don't play games. At least not those kind.
Girl, I play every game in the book. What the hell are you talking about?
All right. Okay, here's another thing Facebook is doing.
Mm-hmm.
As if they didn't have enough shit on there to confuse you. Now they have a new subscribe button coming. Subscribe feature.
Oh, I saw that. I saw that on your profile the other day. I was like, what is that?
It came out in September. Nobody noticed because nobody pays attention except for me. Yeah.
I'm never on Facebook, so that's my excuse.
Well, no, I think, she says my Facebook page. The one that you always see me on is actually Gamer Girls Radio's page. I'm never on my actual own Facebook page, so there's no subscribe button on mine. It's for, you know, publishers, authors. So on the Gamer Girls Radio one, yes, there's a subscribe button. I don't like it.
The main deal was, it was over on, I was on my alt profile, my Second Life profile, and it's one of your profiles, one of your Facebook profiles that I'm not friends with, and it was over on the side. Do you want to subscribe to?
No, not me. It is the Gamer Girls Radio one. She is getting confused. Honey, I have my own Facebook page, and then the
Gamer Girls Radio.
Well, this one was not the Gamer Girls Radio.
Was my face on it?
Yes.
Oh, you know what? There is a page still there. You know, that you mentioned it, that I haven't taken down. I'm sorry. You are correct. I forget that that's there. That was when we were first starting, and I was like, how the fuck do you use this Facebook thing? So then I went and created
our app. You would have subscribed to, and I was like, she's not even my friend over here.
There's nothing posted over there either. I hardly ever go on that one. Because I get, this is, you know why? Because I get these emails right here. Damn, girl, do you like vanilla with your chocolate?
You post pictures like that? That doesn't surprise
me. No, I didn't post. What pictures? Like what? It's
Oh. Oh, she just called you a hoe.
It's just my face. Oh, my God.
She just called you a... You know what? She has no room to talk either.
Look here. Take and eight nipples.
You have no room to talk, Missy. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
You should not actually ever use Band-Aids as real-life pasties.
Sure you don't.
Sure.
It takes skin.
I bet if your stalker had his way, you would.
Ooh. Oh, I was going to say which stalker, but all right.
Yeah, which stalker. Oh, my God.
I won't say anything. I can't say anything. I can't say any more than that because he really is a stalker. I really can't say anything. You know, they like the attention, so I can't say.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Anyway, so how about them games? Those games right.
Yeah. All right. So many betas going on right now. It's so great.
You stop it. You behave yourself.
Rosh is awesome.
I really want to play Star Wars The Old Republic now. I do. I really do.
Okay, that's another interesting one. Do you guys think they're going to survive since they're one of the last bastions charging for their MMO?
It depends.
I think they will for at least a year or two.
Yeah, the hardcore Star Wars people will definitely enjoy it. I mean, it was a good game. It really was. It didn't have as much variety as Galaxies did before they messed it up, before they fucked it up. But it is a good game for what it is. I enjoyed it. I wouldn't mind playing it some more. So, yeah, I think it'll last a year, maybe longer, depending on any expansions they come out with or DLCs or how they treat their fan base. That's my thing. So we'll see.
I don't know. I think as long as they don't go the EQ2 route, who I did about this morning. Fuck you, EQ2. They'll be all right. I see WoW going free to play, and well, it does, but it's level 20 cap. I'm talking about. I see them going to some kind of item store.
Well, they have to after what happened with the whole gay lesbian comments during their. They're going to have to just give... They're going to be able to give WoW away. Remember, they lost 800,000 subscribers.
Don't do that? How could you... Who approved that?
Some guy. The same one who said, girls only play The Sims. That guy.
Are you serious?
But he's only saying that because his
serious.
Last vagina he saw was the one he was coming out of.
Oh!
And girl, he has eyes closed. You know he ain't even see that one.
Okay, I work with crackheads.
I just gave Ginger a high five across the internet.
I know you did. I saw that in my head. something is wrong with the both of you. I'm trying to put that out of my mind.
We know.
Either wrong or completely right.
I think I'm going to go with completely right. I think that's good.
Yes, yes. See? Yeah.
You didn't see anything. These are not the droids you're looking for. Okay. No.
Not the boobs you're looking for. Those are the cupcakes you're looking for.
Stop it. That might be our new tagline. These are not the fluffy cakes you're looking for. Okay.
I like that.
Snow, will you stop harassing X in the chat room?
I'm not doing anything.
He likes it.
You don't let Snow
harass. Well, you know, I'm saying he, but I don't know. I haven't looked at his profile.
I think Xbox is a girl.
Xbox is a
Yay,
girl.
For vaginas.
Oh, hail the V.
Oh, my God. That was totally not me this time, just so y'all know.
Corey, we need a shirt that says that.
All hail me.
No, I can't because that's what is it, Summer's Eve? That's their new slogan. It's hail to the V.
Oh my.
Remember I told you about the commercial?
No, I was talking about yay, vagina.
I can put yay, vagina, but I can't put hail to the V because that's their slogan for the Summer's Eve or one of those.
But you have to have, like, yay, vagina, and then have a game controller or something off in the background.
I like that. Yeah. Yes, I like that.
Something's wrong with you. See, X knows the commercial. See, I can't. These
How
two don't
watch
TV. How are
they not being sued by that show? That other sci-fi, that V.
No, they can't because the V, they're saying vagina. You have to see the commercial. They show all these women and they're like, men have died for it. They fought wars over
Yes, I love that commercial.
Yeah, and they go say, you might even say it's the most powerful thing on earth. And then they show the lady shopping in the aisle. So, lady, show it a little love. So, yeah, but men hate that commercial. I love that commercial.
I love it. I think it's great.
I especially love all the women. You know, all of them are walking up. They're all the powerful women. You know, there's Cleopatra and the Helen of Troy. And she's looking like, yeah, bitches, go ahead and fight over me. You know
right,
you want
bitches.
This. You know you want this. Hey, if you're fighting over it, who's really wrong here? I didn't do anything. I'm just sitting here. Okay. We're all off the topic. All right. Back to mornings because we got 7 more minutes.
As I'm over here coughing my head off.
Well, stop it. I do want to congratulate our droid market again for their 10 billion apps hit. Thank you. Before we go, love you. Love you, my droid.
My honeycomb.
Your honeycomb. I need an ice cream.
I have to ask you not to do that anymore. Just saying.
See, I was trying to segue into something. Oh, this morning, if you were listening to the news, we were telling you that OnLive has a new cloud-based app for Android phones and tablets. Unfortunately, the list is not all of us. Sorry.
Oh.
Wait a minute. I'm going to tell you which phones. So you know, mostly if you have a new one, an Android 2.3 with the ice cream sandwich, as Jay calls it, you're safe. But the rest of us are fucked. Wait a minute. I'm going to give you the rundown. If I could breathe, God, stop it. Lungs and stuff.
I know. I keep muting myself so I won't be coughing and people.
I'm not even coughing. It's just, you know, my house is old and it's cold in some parts. It's hot in here. It's like a
kid Matrix probably is not helping.
Kid Matrix is sleeping on the couch. She's like, bitch, fuck you. It's hot in here. I'm not coming in here. She's sleeping on the couch. She has nothing to do with me. Where is my? Okay, I'm looking for my update. Apparently, I did not save the update.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, X. Oh, my God. She says, I happen to love my vagina daily.
Right there with you, girl. Anyway.
Me too, girl.
Nothing wrong with that. Guys love theirs daily, so why can't we love ours?
Why can't we love ours? That's right.
Oh, you know what? You know why? I'm going to tell you why I can't find this. Why I can't find this, the list, because I was in the wrong list. I suck. Okay, I got the right list now.
You all right,
Nancy? It's all right, I suck, and I'm happy. Okay, so here is the following devices your OnLive has been tested on, and I'm telling you this because I want somebody to test it for us tonight and call us in the morning and let us know. Acer Iconia Tab A500, the Asus E-Pad Transformer, HTC Evo View. How did the fuck did that regular-ass phone get this and I can't? HTC Flyer, HTC Jetstream, Motorola Zoom, the Samsung Galaxy Tab, Sony Ericsson Tablet 5, Toshiba Thrive, HTC Evo, HTC Nexus One, the HTC Resound 4G, HTC Sensation, HTC Sensation XL, Motorola Droid 2, Motorola Droid X2, Motorola Droid Bionic 4G, Motorola Droid Razr 4G, the Motorola Photon 4G Samsung Galaxy S2 4G. And that's all you get. The phones that will work
I'm
with the wireless.
Left out.
Yeah, we're left out. There's also the wireless controller that we told you about this morning will only work with certain phones. Yes, you can phones and tablets rather. The Acer Icona Tab, the Asus ePad Transformer, the Motorola Zoom, and the Samsung Galaxy Tab, and the Toshiba Thrive are the only ones their controller will work with. That controller is fucking beautiful. I want it. It needs to work with my Xbox and my PlayStation. I wonder if it's universal. It's beautiful, ladies. They're like, let me see it. I'm going to let you see it. Give me a minute. But while we're waiting for me to pull that up, Kirsten's viewer.
Yes, please, people. Kirsten's viewer. I know it's for Second Life. Some of y'all don't play Second Life. You really should. It's a lot of fun. They even got a new MMO, SL Realms. There's actually
a little bit of everything for in Second Life. You can find roleplay, which is what I do mainly. I spend pretty much 95% of my time in roleplaying Sims. So you can do that. You can do shopping. You can do clubbing. You can do
games.
Yes, she's their shopper. You can do
Compulsive.
Compulsive, yes. You can do, there's sex sims. There's probably a sex sim for any fetish that you might have. Not even kidding. Trust me, there's something for you.
Okay, let me cut you off real quick because I want to answer this before we have to go. X, the OnLive is fucking awesome. For those of you who are not able to afford to update your computer, you can get OnLive. You could do GameTap. GameTap was there before OnLive was. But both of them do the same thing. OnLive's just a new kids on the block. But awesome. If your computer is not up to snuff, you can't afford to be all highfalutin like Snow White and Blaster, who's our guy on the show, and get new computers. Yes, I threw it out there. Yes, I said it. And you just, you know, you're trying to hold on to your money. Then you get OnLive, and you can demo the games for free. It does not affect your computer. And, of course, if you have the phones I just listed, you can even play via your phone or your tablet. Unfortunately, it's not with iPad or any other gadget I have in this house, so I will be lost in the woods and no games and stuff, having to play fucking Angry Birds for 12 hours.
Oh, no. Don't you play that game. Don't you do it.
I have no choice. No. I can see if there's zombies out there, but there's probably no zombies out there. Nobody. You know what? I'm going to bring the zombies. You know, I'm going to have everybody playing the zombie game I was playing by the time I leave the campsite. Everybody's going to be
that'd be awesome.
I am a game evangelist. I know how to do this.
You know what? I bet there's a badge for that. Killing zombies.
Mm. I bet you there is. Anyway,
a badge for that or a badge?
Badge.
Badge for killing zombies somewhere.
Oh, I thought you said badge. It wasn't like vagina. I was like, a vagina can kill zombies? Awesome.
It can. See, let me tell you how that works. You have sex with a guy and you say, babe, if you go out and kill that zombie for me, you can have some more just like what you just got. Bam! The zombies are dead. See?
No, that is very true. That is
vagina can kill zombies. See how that works? Anyway, if you guys are in the chat room, you saw that lovely controller. If you didn't, you have to go over to online.com. See, do you see the forward, the stop, the fast forward, and the...
Yes.
Ooh,
yes.
I like that. Damn.
Yeah, I've got the Xperia Play. So I'm sitting here wondering, do I need that?
No, you don't. But it wouldn't work with your phone anyway.
That's true.
That is sexy.
How dare y'all leave out the Xperia Play? Fuck you guys.
I know.
Wait. Did you say iPhone? Because, you know.
Nope.
Damn it. Oh.
Well, the controller will work with either one. It says PC, Mac, so computer. So I'm sure somewhere along the way it'll work with the iPhone. But it doesn't work with anything I got. Well, there's a Mac. I don't like the Mac. I want to throw a rock at it right now. Okay, it's time for us to go.
I'm not here.
Holy crap, it is. I look away for like 2 minutes and it's already like, oh my gosh.
She said she got connectables. You got connectables on your phone. Connectables scare me. I'm convinced they're going to come out of the screen and bite me. That little tiger, the way it looks at me and it licks its lips, I know it's going to bite me.
I got frogs on my phone. I don't know what.
You guys hear anything? I'm playing something. Oh, there it is.
Oh, wait, there you go.
That's right. Gamer Girls Radio, bitches. Anyway, you know where to find us if you love us. What do they do, Snow?
Favorite us, bitches.
And if you don't like us, favorite us anyway.
I'm crazy.
We'll be wrong. Right. Wait a minute, woman. What?
Oh, sorry.
And tomorrow, bright and early at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time for the live gaming news. That's for Ginger and Corey. And then Monday after that. Find us Second Life, Xbox, wherever you are, we are.
Rosh!
There, let us know. Peace
You're
out,
bitches.
You know it wouldn't be my spot. If we then return, but I'll be rocket like